We're back with more of Lake Effect on Milwaukee Public Radio. I'm Bonnie North.
And I'm Mitch Tyke. Brian Miller, guitarist for the band Bua, was in the studio not too long ago to support his wife, Minnesota singer Nora Rendell. But in Bua, he's one of four equal partners in playing traditional Irish music.
Miller, along with Sean Gavin, Devin Shepherd, and UWM grad Brian O'Hart, are on a rare Midwest tour. They'll play this evening at the Irish Cultural and Heritage Center, but first they join us in the studio with a set of jigs. Gentlemen, welcome to Lake Effect, the gentlemen of Bua.
Thank you.
Thanks for having us.
So what did we just hear?
We just heard two jigs, and the second one is called The Mountainy Boy, and it's a tune we got from a great collection of tunes made in Chicago in the early 1900s, which is called O'Neill's Music of Ireland. And so the tune is called Mountainy Boy. It's a jig from that book.
Well, before we go any further, I want to have you guys introduce yourselves and what you play, starting on my left.
Okay, great. I'm Sean Gavin. I grew up in Detroit. I play the Illan pipes and the flute.
I'm Devin Shepherd, and I'm from Chicago, and I play the fiddle.
Brian O'Hart from St. Louis, and I sing mostly, but I also do a bit of Shannos dancing and play concertina.
Okay.
And I'm Brian Miller. I'm from Minnesota. I play guitar and bouzouki.
Thanks for being here. I've been wanting to get you guys into the studio for probably about 3 or 4 years now.
Jeez, thanks.
It's just so great that it's finally happening. And you'll be playing tonight. Is that correct?
Correct.
The ICHC, their parlor series, which is kind of in the lower level of the building.
That's the Irish Cultural and Heritage Center. It's always a good time. We've been there in the past a couple of times, and I've played for a few of the Kayleys that they do there. So I'm looking forward to it. It's always a great time.
So how did you guys all meet? How did this band come together?
Well, I suppose, you know, we all grew up in the upper Midwest, and we met each other through Irish music events, I guess, over the years, the Milwaukee Irish Fest being one of them. We were actually asked to be in the band originally by Chris Bain and Jackie Moran, who were original members of Bua, and they asked us to join up.
And then they hightailed it.
And then they left. They said, oh, thank gosh, somebody can take care of this.
Yeah, I suppose maybe.
But they had families of their own that were quite taxing. And over the years, I think they've cut down even on the other projects that they were working on as well. So
did you guys all join at the same time, or was it piecemeal over time? How did that work?
We three, meaning me and Brian and Brian, joined at the same time.
2006, I think.
Yeah, and then when the other guys decided that they needed to rein it in, and end their touring days, we asked Devin to join the band. Myself and Devin had been playing together for a long time before that. We've been friends since we were kids, and just seemed like a natural fit. So worked out pretty well, I'd like to think.
Well, and Brian, you have a connection here, too, because you went to UWM.
I did, yeah. I did my undergrad in linguistics and anthropology and did the Celtic Studies program there under the direction of John Gleason at the time. I know Barbara Nihiri is now the head of that. So, yeah, it's nice to be back and see familiar faces and familiar sights here in town.
One of the things that's so interesting to me about how Irish music in particular, but Celtic music in general, has evolved is that the songs are coming back. It's not just the instrumentals. Mm. And the instrumentals are fabulous. I am an instrumentalist, so I have nothing against that. But it's interesting to me that the songs are taking so much more center stage. I mean, Brian, your wife Nora, is a perfect example of that. Brian, you are primarily a singer. What is it about that, do you think? Why is that happening?
Well, I think in regards to Nora and Brian and the work that they've done collecting and like reviving songs from, you know, from more of the regions where they come from and the things that interest them, I think that's a big driving force. For me, when I learn songs, I learn songs from people and from regions in Ireland that really interest me or that I have a connection to, be it in a minor way or a major way. So for me, and I imagine this is probably the same for Nora and Brian as well, it's the history and the people that collected and recorded and sang those songs and composed them that really intrigue me. And I think it brings a more personalized touch to something that is otherwise very difficult to kind of connect to just, you know, given the songs and the lyrics and stuff like that.
Oh, here's a song.
Exactly. Yeah. And there's more backstory to it, you know, and that plays a big role. It humanizes, you know, the faces of the people that sang the songs that came before you.
Now, I know, Brian, you're very interested in the Northwoods songs mm-hmm. here in Wisconsin and Minnesota. Brian, what are you drawn to when you talk about specific places in Ireland or the United States?
Well, I'm really drawn to Irish Gaelic songs. That's always kind of been the thing that has pulled me into the tradition. You know, when I first started learning singing, it was because I came across, through public radio, through NPR, and listening to probably Clonid, you know, or sort of like Scarabray, you know, coming across the Irish language and having that really capture my imagination in my early teens, that brought me into listening to songs in the Irish language, and then finally finding the older Seanós tradition. And then having spent time over there learning and doing programs through, you know, through UWM when I was an undergrad, it just really struck me. And there were so many native speakers living in Chicago at the time that were here for the festivals, for the Milwaukee Irish Fest, that really shared a lot with me, even if it wasn't necessarily songs and repertoire, but it was just friendship and support. And that's kind of followed me all the way through into living in Ireland as well, and coming into a community where people are normally standoffish because it's very tight-knit, and then being able to speak to them in their own language, doors really open up, you know, and conversations open up. And
the stories are shared.
And the stories are shared in the way that they're not necessarily shared for some people who don't have access to the language. So having that, it was a foothold to get me deeper into song traditions. And, of course, there are songs in English I like as well. I do a lot of work with Len Graham, who's a singer from County Antrim. We just released a new album there last week. And so I've been learning a lot of his repertoire of songs from Ulster, the ballad tradition in English.
So Devin and Sean, were you aware of the more the vocal tradition, the song traditions, or was for you guys it started really with the instrumental?
For me, I suppose I was certainly aware of both. My father is a fiddle player, Mick Gavin from Clare, and my older brother is also a musician. So I probably was more into the tunes when I was a kid, learning and stuff like that. But my brother and my dad were all big fans of Planxty and, you know, Christy Moore and that type of stuff. So I grew up listening to a lot of that type of stuff. And my brother's also a singer. So, you know, similarly as to what Brian was saying there, I probably first was more familiar with the songs through bands and, you know, individual performers, I suppose. But I think as we've all gotten